This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're journeying back down to the promenade in Long Beach and picking up our conversation with the team from Ism Brewing, proprietor Ian McCall and his executive chef Fonzie, who you probably remember from Descanso in Costa Mesa. So this is a chef that has serious credentials, and his menu is nothing that is just routine. Gentlemen, welcome back. You are participating for the first time this year in Long Beach Burger Week. It is coming up July 21st through the 28th. Where a couple dozen Long Beach restaurants are all doing specialty burgers at a value price for this week. It's a celebration of that great American institution, which is the hamburger. And Ian, I know you jumped into this thing with both feet because you don't do anything just to do it. So, Ian, what direction did you give to Chef Fonzie, not only to create one burger masterpiece, but you went for two burger masterpieces, and then we'll get Chef Fonzie to give us all the details.
Yeah, absolutely. So for Burger Week, when I was approached about it, I thought, yeah, we don't do burgers. So if I wanted to do something that was going to be unique, set us apart. Terry told us we could do $5, $10, up to $25 in $5 increments. I knew we weren't going to do something small and dainty. We had to really go for it. We didn't want to make any serious changes in terms of what we're bringing in for our bread. And our ciabattas are just, they're so soft and light and airy. We came up with the idea while we were talking about doing square patties, you know, as a throwback to the retro the redhead, Miss Wendy.
You can say Wendy's.
I think it turned out super cool. And then as we were starting to talk about what were some of our burger inspirations, the first one we came up with is to have like a tropical teriyaki burger. And sous chef Bobby and I and chef were talking about it. And the idea for the first burger, the Mahalo Madness, really came out of our love for a small Huntington Beach family institution, Fuji Burger. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been there, eaten there. I absolutely love it. Me and my family eat there as often as we possibly can. And then to follow it up, the A-Line Burger was really just a challenge to the kitchen, to Chef Fonzie and Bobby and everybody else involved, to do something different and unique, something that would set us apart. And really make our burgers and our brewery stand out.
Ian, I had the joy of enjoying the Mahalo Madness burger about a week ago because, of course, we need to do research for the show. And I think you and Chef Fonzie were really impressed that I actually ate the whole thing because it is kind of a meal on a plate. It is big. There's a lot of ingredients. There's a lot going on there. But I do recommend it and thoroughly enjoyed it. Bringing Chef Fonzie back into the conversation, Fonzie, you got to give us the food porn description of the Mahalo Madness, because the only thing we've heard so far is yes, it is a 6-inch square patty, and yes, it's on a big ciabatta roll, but there's a lot more between the top and bottom of the ciabatta than just the 6-inch square patty. So please take it away.
Yes, you know, that collaboration with my sous chef Bobby, you know, was great, and him being HB local, you know, he has that the Hawaiian Japanese inspired, you know, taste for it. So he created this pineapple teriyaki that it's like simmering in pineapple and a couple of the ingredients, soy sauce and whatnot. And so that sauce takes it to another level. Really, he did a really good job. And, you know, with that comes with some pork, smoked pork belly and some grilled oyster mushrooms. And, you know, the whole thing kind of works really well with the grilled onions and the avocado and the lettuce and the ciabatta. Like Ian said, that our ciabatta is so fluffy and nice. And once you toast it, it's really, really soft.
I think the grilled oyster mushrooms really do it, Chef Hansi. You know, there's a lot going on there, but the flavors are all compatible, and it melds together well. So believe me, no ordinary burger. And, of course, you got to have pineapple. So, you know, it all makes sense. Now, Ian, before we go back to Chef Fonzie to talk about what's in the A-line burger, just for the uninitiated, what is the A-line?
Yeah, so the A-line, formerly called the Blue Line, is one of the lines of the LA Metro train system. And the Blue Line, now called the A-line, it ends one like a half a block behind our restaurant. In downtown Long Beach. So you could take the A line from Union Station or from anywhere in LA directly to Long Beach. The Metro is going to be a huge supporter of Long Beach Burger Week this year. And that's where Terry and the entire group behind Long Beach Burger Week decided to do a burger specifically for the A line. So ours is just called A line to ism. Wanted to keep it real simple, let people know how they can come and find our burger. Take the A-line to ism. Because of the tie-in with the Blue Line, or the former Blue Line, the only request that we received for this burger was to utilize blue cheese. And so Fonzie will tell you all about it. It does have blue cheese. I think we have a really fun and unique take on a, quote, blue cheese burger.
Well, you know, there's people have, you know, kind of a mixed reaction to blue cheese. There's the love it category, which definitely is me. And then there is can't stand it. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting the division of opinion there. But in terms of melted blue cheese on a burger, you definitely have my full attention. So, Fonzie, take it away.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, like you said, that you have the lovers and the haters. So we shot different ideas about it and whatnot. And we just decided to take a playful take on a charcuterie board. So there's blue cheese in it. However, we ended up having a little salad, something simple, something classic. Salad with onions, cherry tomatoes, and the blue cheese as well. But we also incorporated some Marcona almond dust in it. To be playful with it, and then you have that fig jam spread on the bun itself. So that's something simple, not too overpowering on the blue cheese, and not too little where you don't taste it.
But the burger patty is the same.
It's the same. Six inches.
So we have a frame of reference. And I mean, who doesn't love Marcona almonds? So when you chop those up and have that Marcona almond dust that's part of all of that, so you kind of get that almond flavor that's part of this with the blue cheese. I mean, I like the idea of, yeah, you're doing a riff on a charcuterie board, but it's between a top and a bottom of ciabatta, you know.
And
the thinking there, Chef Fonzie.
The fig jam really goes a long way too to taming some of those higher blue cheese notes.
Yeah, and I also forgot, aside from the fig jam spread on it, we are also adding the same smoked pork belly, but we're doing a honey glaze on top. So you have a little bit more of sweetness going out with that blue cheese, so it balances out really well.
Chef Fonzie, who doesn't love pork belly on a burger? I mean, you're adding protein to protein, and, you know, it's definitely elevating everything. So, right. You know, definitely appreciate this. You know, Ian, I really appreciate the fact is a new business in Long Beach with the brewery and the restaurant, that an event like Long Beach Burger Week comes along. And from your point of view, it's not what's the least I can do to participate in this. It's what can we do to really extend ourselves to stand out and make a statement. I mean, that's kind of always the way you've been, but it's just definitely something to recognize, because as we will all agree, there's nothing tougher right now than the restaurant business, and it gives us all pause.
I think it's the same in the beer industry. If I just owned a brewery, as it is in the restaurant industry, people have been going out and they've been drinking and they've been eating for years, for decades. And we've seen all the hype and all the whatever it is, the circus. People are really, they want something new. They want to see something new, something different, something unique. And that's what we're looking to get them. We're looking to give them classic takes on fantastic American beer, but at the same time, world-class beer in downtown Long Beach. And then the same thing with food. We want fun new takes on Mexican food or Americanized Mexican food. It's elevated pub food that is fun for everybody.
Absolutely, and reasonably priced, because everybody is looking for value these days, and you know, you definitely understand why. Now, when you walk into Issam Ian now, something that catches your attention is there is a rack of wine barrels. What's going on there?
Yeah, so a few months ago, we brought in a couple different, not wine barrels, they're whiskey barrels. We brought in a few different whiskey barrels. I went ahead, we have six right now. I got three different brands. So we have a couple Weller barrels, Blanton's barrels, and some Wild Turkeys. We are aging Imperial Stout, hopefully for our one-year anniversary, which should be coming up. I'm playing with the dates right now. I'm hoping the beginning of December.
Ian, hard to believe.
I know. It's definitely flown by.
Definitely a fast year. Now, as we need to say goodbye, one more time about where you are on the promenade in Long Beach, parking, because if people don't come by the A-line, which is actually a good recommendation, you know, they're always worried, where do you park? And, of course, the website.
Yeah, so you'll find us online at www.ism.beer, like the tasty beverage. There's no .com, so just ism.beer. In person, come and visit us at our brew pub. It's 210 East 3rd Street, Suite A in Long Beach. Free parking, 3 hours validated parking, is in the Lofts parking structure directly behind our building. It's super easy to use, or there are two-hour public spots there as well. Go to our Instagram. It's just at Ism Brewing, ISM Brewing. Super easy to find us. All the information is on there as well.
Ian, have a great Long Beach Burger Week. Again, that is going to be coming up. Be sure to try the Mahalo Madness along the way. I don't think you'll be disappointed, particularly if you like that medley of flavors. And to both Ian and Chef Fonzie, thanks for making the effort to come in and also to bring the cervezas. We definitely appreciate that. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we return, as promised, it is Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.